Thank goodness. Hey, we're going to go out. We're going to talk to Tim Bryce. And Tim Tim is Mr. Republican.
Oh, yeah?
Or something like that. Tim, how are you today?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, or something like that. You are an author and a radio commentator. And what do you think? What's going on so far? What do you think? The elections?
Well, obviously, the Democrats have the absentee ballots and the Republicans have the early voting. And in Pinellas, we're only 15,000 votes behind, which is actually better than where we were in 2016. And we carried Trump in 2016. Interesting, this morning I was out over at the Palm Harbor Community Center from 6:30 to 7:30 waving a Trump flag and just waving at people. You know, I was by myself, actually. And everybody coming in, they loaded up the parking lot in no time at all. It's slammed over there already. And but I would just wave at them, and I'd get either a thumbs up or whatever. And I really kind of messed up, played with the Biden people's head, because when they went on by, you know, they were really nasty or whatever. I just tipped my hat to them, say good morning. And I don't think they knew how to handle courtesy, you know. But anyway, of all those people, I'd say it's probably 70-30 Trump, what I saw.
Nice. I hope it's, you know. It's been the longest time that you've always heard about the Republicans being the silent majority, and yeah. I don't think we're too silent this year with all the you know, things that are going on and the rallies and the Trump train and everything. I don't think we're that silent this year. Do you?
No. My goodness, I can't imagine how many rallies we've seen. Flag, automotive, and boat. We had the world's largest boat parade out there. It was incredible. The thing I found interesting was in the absentee ballots. Normally, Republicans own that, but we really got slammed on that. And I think it's because the Democrats were pushing it. But a couple of other reasons. Number one, I think the Republicans were scared to death that their vote was going to get lost or miscast somehow. And the Democrats, I really believe, are scared of the coronavirus, which is why, you know, they went by absentee ballot as opposed to showing up in person. So I think it's going to be a good day for us.
Well, we can just cross our fingers and hope. I know when you look at it, there's certain states that we have to carry. We have to win Florida. I would love to see us win Georgia, but I think North Carolina is very important. And, of course, Ohio. Ohio's been the bell ringer for the Republican Party. Well, really, for both parties. Whoever Ohio votes for ends up becoming president. Pennsylvania's a battleground. I think Texas is a battleground. I'm hoping that by 11 o'clock tonight, we're going to see what's going on. We're going to see which way that the country's leaning, because starting at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, that's when we're going to start getting some early, you know, results in.
Well, in fact, I believe, Ed, tonight you're going to do a recap show of sorts, right?
Yes.
With the
actually, starting at 8 o'clock, we'll carry the national CBS, and then I'll be chiming in with the local count.
Perfect.
By 8 o'clock, it's a pretty good number.
My contacts out there, in Georgia, it's going to be close, but we'll carry Georgia. North Carolina, I think we got that. I'm originally from Ohio, so I have a lot of good contacts up there, and they said Ohio's going to go Republican. Pennsylvania is going to be the easy one to watch, but I think the president has got so much momentum in that state that it's going to push out. And that'll be an embarrassment to Joe Biden, who always, you know, considers himself a Pennsylvanian more than anything else. And now Michigan, that's to me is the coin toss. I don't know what's going to happen there. And Wisconsin and Minnesota, those are the three to watch: Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
You know, if I lived in Wisconsin and Minnesota, after all the stuff I saw and all the battles and all the let's do this to the police, let's not do this to the police, let's go burn down our cities, how could I possibly vote Democrat?
That's right. That's absolutely correct. You know, I mean, the silent majority is being very silent, you know, and people aren't very aggressive in terms of putting out a Trump sign on their yard or whatever, except the true faithful. But a lot of people are just have noticed this. They haven't ignored that. They know the problems that are going on, and no, they don't want to have socialism. No, they don't want to have violence and destruction in their cities and so on. They're going to go and vote for Mr. Trump.
See, here's something that I saw. By the way, hi, everybody.
Hi, my name's Tony C. Yeah.
Taco Tony Tuesday. this vote isn't a Republican-Democrat vote this year. It's an ideology vote. It's the ideology of where we're going to go in the future, where Trump leads us and where the Democrats lead us. And
it's
I'm just going to say the Democrats. And when they say vote for your life and all these crazy campaigns that make it seem like this is the end of days, it's like, no, but this is the idea of where we want to see America and where we want to see it go. And I think that's the vote. It's not, do we want to see chaos or do you want to see structure?
Law and order.
I think that's the vote right there. Chaos, obviously, from the Democrat side and structure from the Republican side.
It's about morality. You know, I keep mentioning to people politics that involves morality, our sense of right and wrong. And that's what we're going to witness today. And that's going to be a very interesting argument. So I think you bring up a very good point.
Well, you know, if Trump gets reelected, I think you're going to see him flex his muscles. If we win the Senate again, and if Trump is elected, I think he's going to flex his muscles. I don't think you would see what's happened in Portland happen. I don't think you'd see what happened in Seattle happen. Because if he knows he's got four more years, and if he knows that the country elected him again, I think you're going to see some serious changes in the next 4 years. I think Trump will say, hey, we're not going to let this happen.
Well, and you remember, it started with the marches, which was fine. Then the marches turned into tearing down statues and stuff like that. And Pelosi said, well, that's what protesters do. You know, and then they found out, well, we can take it to the next level. You know, we can start throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails and stuff like that.
And
get people out of cars.
And
you know,
attacking police.
And if you think it's somewhere else and not in Florida, all you got to do is look at St. Pete. It happened just, you know, a month or so ago with protesters walking through businesses where people were having dinner, minding their own business. And you got a group of people going in there. And flipping things over.
Don't forget, it all started over in Tampa at the mall.
Sure, I mean, but and nothing was done about that. And then it's twisted around. Well, you know, all they were doing, they were just kind of making a statement, blocking the road. You can't block the road. You cannot block the road. Listen, this everybody in this world that we live in, where it's digital, wants their 5 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
And to go out there and be a political, number one, you have something on your side that's going to grab attention in the news. Number two, if you go out there and cause an issue and make an uprise, now all of a sudden you're the 5 minute guy who's done something stupid. I watched it in Sturgis when I was out there. There was four Antifa guys. You know what? And you're talking in a crowd of motorcycle guys,
a crowd of bikers.
And I watched a guy do something stupid. He swung at a biker driving by. He did it. It just happened he was about 6'5", 300 pounds, so he's not a small individual. And it's like that's what got the news, and that's what – it's like they're using this
for 2 weeks. There was no problem at all.
No.
Well,
and
four
people show up, and then it was like newsworthy.
They're all anti-police, but they had to have a police escort off of that street.
They were lucky to have a police escort.
They were seriously going to get pounded.
Put it this way.
There were clubs.
By the way, if you don't get rid of him, we are. Since August – and now on Election Day, once again, still, Antifa.com goes to Biden.com.
I saw Sheriff Gualtieri speak just a couple weeks ago in terms of his preparations. And, yes, all of the precincts, they're going to have sheriff's deputies there. But they're also ready for any kind of pushback. Now, I'm worried about the city of St. Petersburg should Trump win. And from what I'm hearing, though, is the police are ready in Pinellas County, you know, for any kind of mayhem that might happen.
And this is ridiculous. I mean, listen, go out and vote. You know, I would like to see my candidate win. But if he doesn't win, I have to accept it. I had to accept it for 8 freaking years of Obama. Okay, I had to accept it. I didn't go down and burn the local businesses down. It's ridiculous to go to say, well, we voted and it didn't work, so now I got to go get me some free stuff by knocking in this window and taking some shoes and TVs and. You know, and mattresses and stuff like that.
Machines.
Everybody gets a ribbon nowadays, man.
That's the Republicans just went back to work.
Listen, if it is a legal, fair election, take it.
We may have to take
that
it.
That may be the mouthful right there. Legal, fair election. Let's.
Well,
okay,
we're
not going to
squabble over
there
a couple hundred votes.
10 million votes preset, right? Already set it. Over 10 million votes. How are they going to get 10 million votes counted in minutes?
The same way they do every election year.
Yeah,
not, when they're all done in one day.
They have never had this turnout before. So you can sit here and say that all you want. They can't even touch those ballots right now until 7 or when the polls close. You're going to tell me you're going to get all the mail-in voting ballots counted?
They should
and
be counting
you're gonna have
them
answers.
Now, maybe?
No.
I don't think they
you can open
count
that up.
Yet, can they?
No.
The polls are open. They need to start counting ballots.
No. The
can
polls?
You? I'm going to ask Andrew Cerisi.
You can't announce it.
Andrew may know.
You can't announce, but you can start
counting. Votes now?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think the envelopes could have been opened until after the polls closed.
I mean, if you started counting votes
today,
they're putting as you vote at the poll, they put it right through the machine.
Jim, do you know the answer to that?
Not offhand, but the thing that amazes me, it's never been so easy to vote as it has been today. My goodness. You know, I mean, the early voting we've got, the absentee ballots we've got. You know, we've always had about 8 million, almost 9 million votes already in Florida, and which is setting records out there. And they're going to, you know, I think we're going to set another record for Election Day as well. So all said and done, we're probably in the neighborhood of 15 million people in Florida.
I asked that question again. How are you going to get those voted? Number one, if they mailed it in, it's in an envelope. You have to open it. Is there a machine? There's not going to be a machine that opens every single one of those. So you're going to have to open those up and insert those. Nobody's done that yet. I guarantee, because you would have heard somebody saying, well, I've been opening them.
Yeah, I've been opening them up and I've seen Trump. Yeah.
So no, I don't think anybody's done that. How are you going to know tonight? You know, whether the polls close
You're not going to know. It may be well into Wednesday until the final count is done.
You notice when they do them on TV, guys, it's projections.
Yeah.
Fox News projects that Trump
the winner. Unless it's a landslide, no. No, unless it's a landslide, no.
Well, listen, Tim, I want to thank you for being with us. You've helped a lot. Listen, keep on up there. Tell everybody in Palm Harbor we said hi.
Yeah.
Keep the faith, my friends. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
I got a question I was thinking about on the way in.